Well, Sonny, I understand your opening serve is women's tennis.
Kim, let's begin with Serena Williams, the world's top-ranked women's tennis player. Serena is in Southern California for the annual Indian Wells Masters tournament. It's the first time Serena has played at Indian Wells since 2001. It was that year when her father vowed neither of his tennis-playing daughters, Serena and Venus, would play in the competition again, noting he and his daughters were subjected to racist taunts from the California crowd. Serena won the trophy that year, but said she felt no happiness about it at the time. Serena says she feels the time is right for her return.
Well, it was just a really good opportunity for me. I just felt like it was time. There's not one thing that says I should come back. It should come back in 2015. I didn't even know I'd be playing in this year. But it was more or less just timing. I just kind of felt it. I just felt like everything was a right time for me to just come back and try to do the best that I could here again.
Serena Williams says there's also a lesson about forgiveness in her return to the Indian Wells tournament.
I was taught when I was young to always forgive and to always, you know, try to look at the bigger picture, so to say. So with that being said, I think it's been a good opportunity not only for me to be here, but also like I was able to raise awareness and for charities like EJI and the Equal Justice Initiative, and just, you know, pointing out different things that you can be better, you can overcome things, even though they might not be the best of situations. It depends on how you look at it and how you can overcome them.
Serena Williams received a first round bye in Indian Wells. She'll begin play later Friday night with a second-round match against Monica Niculescu of Romania, who is currently 67 places behind Serena in the women's rankings. Still, Serena says she's a bit nervous ahead of the match.
I think there will be added nerves. I would really not be telling the truth if I said that there wasn't. And, you know, to be honest, I was a little nervous to come out here. You know, in the beginning, I was like, what was I thinking? You know, but I kind of had to overcome that hurdle. You know, I spent a day extra in L.A. I was like, you know, I'm not ready yet. But I kind of just had to just overcome that. And then once I got here, everything has been really amazing. Everything has been really great. So I'm looking forward, actually, to kind of stepping out on center court and letting the whole world know that it doesn't matter what you face, whether it's something that wasn't right, something that hurt you, hurt your family, you can just come out and be strong and say, I'm still going to be here, I'm still going to survive, and I'm still going to be the best person that I can be.
That's Serena Williams, the world's top-ranked women's tennis player, and Serena was speaking in Indian Wells, California.
Hello, sports fans. This is Michael Chang, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
African football news now on The Voice of America. Zimbabwe has been expelled from 2018 World Cup qualifying for failing to pay a former coach. Michael Cariati reports from Harare.
The international football controlling body expelled Zimbabwe from the qualifying rounds of the competition ahead of the 2018 World Cup in Russia over an outstanding debt. FIFA said in a statement, Zimbabwe owe, I quote, an exceptional debt to former national coach Brazilian Jose Claudino Valenos. FIFA ordered Zifa to settle the debt in 2012. But nothing has materialized to date. The money goes back to Valinos' work with the Warriors since 2008. First, Zifa were given 30 days to settle the debt. The time was extended to 2 months, but even after 3 months' extension, the local football association failed to honor the debt, leaving FIFA with no choice. The Zimbabwe Lifelong Footballers Trust has been quick to react, demanding that the whole Zifa assembly should resign in the wake of this disaster. The decision by FIFA has left the whole country, a football-loving nation, shell-shocked. Lifelong Footballers Trust member Chris Sambo said this was a national disaster to allow our team to go without World Cup participation. Women's football follower and supporter of New Orleans, Christine Matienga, also joined the bandwagon, saying FIFA had been a disaster.
FIFA has killed our football. They must go. We don't need them.
Matenga said the FIFA executive should resign today.
They must go.
An aspiring footballer, Lars Jackson, says he's saddened by the latest development.
I am saddened. This is not good for our football.
Another football supporter, Perfect Murimba, also added his voice that if he had a choice, FIFA would be disbanded. Adding the Minister of Sports was right in asking the FIFA board to go. Reporting in Harare, this is Michael Cariati.
Thanks, Michael. Just ahead on the Sunny Side of Sports, the VOA's Tef Tef and Downtown Brown will have our English Premier League football question of the week.
Hey, this is VOA's Downtown Brown.
And I'm Tef Tef.
So the question of the week, we had this talk last week of Arsenal playing against Manchester United. So we decided to throw a question out there for this week. And the question was, Downtown Brown, Gunners beat Red Devils 2-1. So all Arsenal fans stand up. And so how do you feel about this game, Manchester United versus Arsenal? Do you blame the ref? Do you blame Manchester United's defense, or Arsenal got lucky? So, Tef, I don't know what to say. Looks like my team won.
Say much.
My team won. All Arsenal stand up.
Round
of applause, all Arsenal fans. The first comment, bravo to Alex Bello. I want you to pour me a glass too. I'll be waiting. Okay, just let me know when it's there. Okay. That's a perfect comment.
Once every 10 years, guys. That's how often it happens. Enjoy the drink.
So, Tef, there's two people that you wanted to talk about.
So the first one that I got an earful of this after the game was over, and it was people talking about, you know, Van Gaal's tactics. And Toto Garcia said it's the poor tactics that Van Gaal applied in the game that led to his exit from the FA Cup. These include poor substitutions, poor formation of the squad, and poor positioning of Wayne Rooney. I don't want to say I completely agree, but I will agree on maybe one point, which is maybe Herrera's substitution at halftime. Otherwise, to be honest, I think he made some good decisions, assuming, you know, Van Persie's not available.
Because if Herrera stayed in, he would have easily got a red card because he was playing very aggressive against all the...
He's a small guy. I think he would have gotten away with it. Fellaini was playing more aggressive, in my opinion, and very he was true. Lucky to stay on the field because he fouled a lot. But, I mean, you can't position Rooney anywhere else, especially the past few games. He's been good, you know, going forward and scoring. So,
I mean, Manchester United's defense was holding up very well, like for a little bit of the game. Because
sure. First half was great.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I'll give you guys that. But you can't throw much on Valencia. That's just a bad pass back.
Exactly. And that's why the question, by the way, this kind of answers Solo Obiagu and Kali Gwegwe. They both complained about the question we posted saying, you know, poor and biased question. He said, are you disappointed that Manu lost? Or Solo said, the question is wrongly framed. It says it reflects an impossibility for Arsenal to beat Manu. It's not because it's not impossible for Arsenal to beat Manu, although they haven't done it at home since 2006.
If I can pay the refs off, I think can too.
No, but we were just trying to say that, you know, you saw the mistake by Valencia, and that's what ultimately cost the game. For Manchester United. So and that was a great win. Congratulations, Arsenal fans, by the way.
The one thing I don't understand is you guys picked up Falcao and didn't even play him in a prime match. You guys should have easily used him once Di Maria came off.
Sure, and that's the biggest criticism that, you know, Van Gaal is getting. But if you look back at the game, what happened was Di Maria got sent off after we finished our last substitution, which was Yan Uzai, who came on. I think Van Gaal would have gone for Falcao had Rojo not got carded for that nasty tackle on, I think, Cazorla it was. So once he got that yellow, he had to take him out because he did not want to, you know, get a red. Unfortunately, Di Maria ended up getting another red through his own mistake.
Yeah.
So great win. Anyways, tough loss for Man U fans.
So all the Man U fans, I want you guys to grab a cup of some sort of Haterade and just take a sip of it right now.
We'll see you at home. We'll see you. We'll see you at the Emirates, and we'll hopefully, you know, the ref will hold it down there.
So, games to watch over the weekend. Manchester United versus Tottenham. Chelsea versus Southampton.
And Arsenal versus West Ham.
So moving on to news, PSG went against Chelsea, and Chelsea lost in a 2-2 tie.
Yep, I think the aggregate was 3-3. PSG goes through having scored two away goals. That was a beautiful game. Just shout out to the two Brazilians who came through, especially playing 90 minutes with 10 men.
Yeah.
That's not a good sign for English teams.
I think a lot of Brazilians probably have like a little surgery on like their forehead, because that's...
Especially the defenders. Yeah. Those are two brilliant headers.
Now, I want to point this out. This is not the first time, but the second time. You have Danny Welbeck and now David Luiz celebrating on an opposing team. Is that right to do that? A lot of times you see a lot of teams or their players don't celebrate that much when they score a goal.
I mean, I don't blame, to be honest. If they want to celebrate, it's just their right. And especially in the case of these two players, it's not like these players were born and raised in that. I mean, Welbeck was tied with Manchester United, but, Manchester United let him go. And, he has every right to celebrate. For example, Van Persie didn't do it because he knew going from, Arsenal to Manchester United that he had been at Arsenal for God knows how long, and he was supposed to be one of their, best players, and he just couldn't celebrate it. Same with Lampard scoring for City against Chelsea.
Yep.
So I think if you're a legend in the club or at the club, then usually you probably are old enough to not do it.
Yeah.
But in the case of Luiz and Welbeck, they're just professionals, playing with different teams now.
So coming up this summer, July 15th and 18th, teams that are involved in it are Arsenal, let's go, Stoke City, Everton, and then Singapore's 11. So I'm VOA's Downtown Brown.
And I'm Tef Tef.
Have a great weekend, you guys.
You have a great weekend too, guys. And wishing all our Voice of America listeners a great weekend. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, sending it back to Yehaeus Wuhib and Kim Lewis.
Thank you, Sonny. And listen to the Sunny...